so many things that happen in this 22nd book of Psalms, or this 22nd chapter of Psalms. I want you to realize something, that this chapter itself, Psalms 22, is what I perceive, is what I understand, is kind of like a foretelling of what was going to happen on the cross. We all know that when Christ was on the cross, that he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But I want to look at the sixth verse there, if I can. If we will, the Bible reads, but I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. But I want you to think about it like this. Now, when we think about how it applies to the cross and the crucifixion, now, Jesus was not a worm. Let me tell you that right now. The word worm here is not the normal term of worm. Now, when they used the worm in the regular way, it was called rhema. But I want you to look at this. If you look and you study out the way that it's used in this text, it actually is called tolath, which is a scarlet worm, if you will. It has a red hue, and it didn't look like a worm that we think of. It looked more like a chub or a grub that come from the ground. But I want you to realize something today. The scarlet worm that we're going to preach about has so many things to do throughout the Bible. And I want you to realize something today. If we look at our lives, we realize that we are the worm of the rhema, that we are nothing, that we are unworthy, that we are nothing without God. And we look towards the one, the toloth, or the scarlet worm, the scarlet one. I want you to realize something today. God himself sent his son to die. We all know that the Bible says by his wounds we're healed. Now that's in Isaiah. But I want you to realize something today. It really spoke to me and it really hit me hard in this verse of scripture here about how perfect the way that God has set up and what God put in our life and in our heart. When his son died on the cross. Now, I want you to look, if I can, if God will allow me to. I want you to realize something about this scarlet worm. Not only was it red in hue, that in and of itself is enough to make you want to shout, because that's what bled. When our Savior bled, he didn't bleed anything but red blood. The Bible says that when they pierced his side, said forthwith came blood and water. But I want you to realize something today. When Jesus was beaten, when he was scourged, when they plucked his beard out, when they took that crown of thorns and they shoved it on his head. A little bit later on in this verse of scripture, it even talks about the writer of this chapter here talks about how they would rip apart raiment and they would cast lots on it. I want you to realize something today. Everything that happened on Calvary is in this verse of scripture. So I want you to go home and I want you to read this for yourself, that you can take it in and you can ingest it and you can get to realize it, how perfect God's plan really is. But I want to get down to the heart of the message here. I want you to realize something today, and I hope I don't get ahead of myself. I'm excited already. But I want you to understand the purpose of this scarlet worm. Now, this is just God working in every way he possibly can. This scarlet worm here, at a certain time in its life, it would begin to climb up. It would begin to climb up an oak tree or a cedar tree. I don't know why they chose those trees, but they decided those trees were the ones that they wanted to climb up to. What they would do is they would climb up to the tree and they would attach themselves to it. But if that's not a likeness of Christ, I don't know what is. The Bible doesn't say anything other than they, or what I read, sorry, doesn't say anything other that they innately know when it's time to go to a tree, and they innately know when it's time to put themselves on that tree. But I want you to realize something today. They go to that tree with the knowledge, I believe, in their DNA, I believe they know that it's time for them to die. Because when they get to this tree and they attach themselves to it, they give birth, and they only do it one time. Because the birth takes that scarlet worm's life. I want you to realize something today. That thanks be to God above. There was a holy worm. There was a scarlet worm. And there was a Savior. And that was willing to put himself on the cross for you and I. He knew from the day that he was born that he was going to go. And that there if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. I want you to realize something today. Oh, the Savior, that we love so dear, he felt every bit of the crucifixion. He felt the stabs. He felt the cat of nine tails. He felt the plucking his beard out. He felt the shame when they struck him naked. Oh, but thanks be to God above. He had one mission in life, and it was to die so that others could live. I want you to know something today. This scarlet worm, as we like to call it, oh, its only purpose in life was to live and die for its children today. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, this worm, when it attached itself to the tree, it waited for the children to come. Oh, but do you realize what would happen? Oh, when the children were born, it killed the mother. Oh, but those children climbed up underneath. Oh, but here's the good part. I want you to realize something today. It's called the scarlet worm. Not only because of its color, but because when its children were born, it let go of a red secretion that covered the babies. Oh, and the Bible, or the reading that I did, said that it was so potent that it stained those children for life. Aren't you glad today that when you're born into the... when you're born into the family of God, when you're born into Christ, the blood is applied and it will never be removed. Oh, thanks be to God above. I hope and pray that if you're here today, you realize that I want you to know that God sent his darling. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. God sent his darling son in the form of a baby. Oh, and he lived a sinless, spotless, blameless life. And at the age of 30, he began to minister. He began to go about and to do miracles and to show the world who he was. Oh, but 33 and a third years into his lifespan, he crawled up on a tree and he gave his life. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. This scarlet worm, it knew that it had to go and attach itself to the tree for others to live. It wasn't the nails that held Christ there. It wasn't the beating that took the life out of him. You know what it was? It was love for you and me. Oh, and it was the necessity for us to be given back to the Father that kept him there and that made him. I'll take what he did. Aren't you glad today that somebody was willing to die in your place? Oh, thanks be to God above. This scarlet grub or worm, whatever you want to call it, its sole purpose was to live and to die. Oh, thanks be to God above that I know somebody who lived and died so that I could live. Oh, but thanks be to God above, he didn't stay dead. Oh, the Bible said that they put him in a borrowed tomb. Oh, and I said, in my heart, I believe that they thought he was going to be there permanently. Oh, but he knew that on the third and appointed day that he would be bestowed. He already had the power. Oh, and he told Pilate in the hall, oh, if I have the power to lay my life down, and if I have the power to lay it down, I've got the power to pick it right back up. Aren't you glad that we don't serve a dead Savior? Oh, he may have died for you and me, to be stained forever. Oh, but thanks be
You're not a child right now. Oh, but if... Oh, don't you remember in the Bible when they were in Egypt there? Oh, and the time had come that the angel of death was to pass through, and it was going to take something from them if they didn't have the blood applied. I want you to understand, it's the blood that gets you to heaven. It's not good deeds. It's not being a great person. Those are all good and well. Oh, but the only thing that's acceptable to go to heaven is a soul that's been stained by the crimson blood. Oh, I want you to understand. Oh, this crimson. Oh, this worm. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, that when it died, oh, the Bible, or the reading that I did, told me, the studying that I did about this worm, said that it became a refuge for those children until it was time for them to go out, for them to be grown up enough, for them to be able to take life on their own. Oh, but I'm not here to tell you that you'll be able to do life by yourself. You won't be. Oh, but thanks be to God above that there's somebody that walks with me each day, and his name is Jesus, and he loves you, and he wants to be your scarlet. He wants to be your savior. He wants to be your friend. Oh, but you gotta take him in your heart today. Man, I want you to know, and I hope and pray you're understanding me this morning. Oh, I hope and pray that you're on board with where I am. Oh, but I want you to understand, for those children of this scarlet grub or scarlet worm, you know what they have to do? Their first meal is of the mother. I want you to realize something today. Thanks be to God above. When you got saved by God's grace, you only get fed by Christ. You only get fed by the love. You only get fed by the grace that's put in your life. Thanks be to God above. When he died for me, he left me something to eat on. I want you to know, this is kind of gruesome. Oh, but so was the cross. And I wanted to get across to you that Jesus didn't die in vain. The mother, it didn't die in vain. It gave birth to children, and they went on, and they lived their life. Oh, but I would like to think, if we could put this in humans' terms, that they, possibly, if they were humans, now that's pretty grotesque. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If they were human, I would like to think that they always remembered the sacrifice that their mother gave. Thanks be to God above, I get to remember the sacrifice that was given for me. Oh, and I get to remember, I can't forget when I was birthed into the grace plan, and I was stained crimson red today. Oh, if you're here, you may be on the outside looking in. You may know exactly. You may have been to church before. You may have grown up in church. I don't know. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, and it's said all the time that just being a member of a church and having your name on a roll somewhere that's not good enough. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That if the blood of God, his darling son, is applied to your life, that's something that will never be taken from you. Oh, you will. The Bible says that is strong enough that they continue to be red until it's their time to die. I want you to realize something today. Thanks be to God above. Oh, when it's time for me to cross over Chile, Jordan, I'll give up my red I'll give up my red beard. I'll give up the blood stain. And I'll get a white robe and a Roman crown. And thanks be to God, I don't know if I'll have a mansion or if I'll have a little log cabin on the back 40. I don't care. What I care about is knowing God and having Him in my heart. And that's all that should matter to you today.
Oh, this scarlet grub here, scarlet worm, whatever you want to call it, I want you to realize something today. After those children are born, now this is a likeness to the crucifixion and the resurrection here. Oh, but after those children, it's been dead. Just take a gander, take a guess how long it takes. For this little, I want to tell you something right now. It turns white. Now, I'll take that in. After it's been dead, for guess how many days? 3. On that third day, do you realize what happens to this worm? It gives up. Now it's gotten hard, and it's been dead for 3 days. Oh, but it's been at work. It's been feeding its children. It's been doing what it can. Oh, and thanks be to God above, that's our Christ today. Oh, but on that third day, the Bible says that it goes from a dark hue of red out to the purest white that you'll ever see. Oh, and thanks be to God above, that was Christ all over. Oh, He gave His life, and He spent 3 days in the grave. Oh, but He arose. Oh, my goodness. And He was perfect. Oh, and He makes you and me perfect. Oh, thanks be to God above that it's only because of our lineage of the scarlet that we get to become white someday. Oh, thanks be to God above when I shed who I am here and I become who I'm supposed to be there. Oh, hey. You know what this does? This just creates problems, Brother Chester. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Now that someday, I don't know how long it'll be for me. It could be 90 years. Probably not. Oh, but let's just say I live a long, healthy life. Oh, but someday when I'm ready to cross, oh, I'll shed all the crimson and I'll get my white. Thanks be to God above. And it's only because I was birthed by the scarlet worm. Just a little tidbit of knowledge. They harvested these creatures. They had a certain amount of time to get to the end before they turned into the white. Oh, now, when you see scarlet in the English term, it's using the term that we've talked about, the tola. It's using that term, and it's just been turned into English. So anytime you see scarlet, it's talking about this grub here. Oh, the worm that they take and they harvest and they turn its color and they turn its hue into things that they can use. And now I want you to realize something today. Oh, that when they take this worm, they crush it up and they beat it down. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That's exactly what they did to Christ. Oh, they crushed him. Oh, they beat him to death. Oh, and they mistreated him altogether. Oh, but thanks be to God above, because he got crushed. Some other things happened today. Oh, the Bible says, or the reading that I did, in the Bible itself talks about the scarlet that was applied to the temple. Aren't you glad today to know that we got a high priest and we got somebody that goes, we got somebody that's our mediator to God. Oh, thanks be to God above. The scarlet on the temple was created by this bug here. Oh, thanks be to God above. It's because of Christ that we can enter the holiest of holies and we can talk to our God today. Another thing it was used for was medicine. It was used for medicine. Now listen to this. When they were making sacrifices and all the things, it was called a scarlet heifer, a red heifer sacrifice. And they would take and they would burn up the heifer there. You know what they would do? They would crush up this worm, and they'd take some cedar wood, and they would take I forget exactly what it was, but it was a kind of like a fragrance or something like that, and they would throw it all together in this offering here. You know what it was for? It was for the purification, but you know what they would do? That they would take the ashes and all these things, and they would sprinkle them around somebody's house, or sprinkle it on that person who was afflicted. It more commonly happened to lepers, which is a type and a manner of sin in the New Testament. But I want you to realize something today. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, that God didn't just leave me out by myself. He didn't just put me out somewhere, Brother Chester. He gave an offering and he gave a sacrifice and he sprinkled me with it. Oh, and he didn't just do that. He didn't just cover me. He covered my entire life. I want you to realize something today. If you're going to have God, you're going to have to take him in every part of your life, or he cannot be a part of you. Do you realize that if you died in your sin, and you think to yourself, well, I've been good, I've done good, I go to church, I listen to the preacher, I do all the things that I'm supposed to do. Oh, but there's a rich man who the Bible said that he was a rich young ruler, and he came to Jesus, and he said, what must I do? And Jesus told him, you got to do this and do that. And he said, I kept the commandments from my youth. And he said, you lack one thing. What'd he say? Sell all you have. Give it to the poor. Pick up your cross and follow me. The Bible says that he left sorrowful. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Christ is telling you the same thing. Give up who you are and accept me, and I'll cover you in scarlet red. I'll cover you in the blood, and you'll be sealed. You'll be set apart until the day that I come and I get you back. What more is there? What more? I want you to understand something today. Maybe you're here and you want God to speak to you so bad, but he hasn't yet. I believe, Brother James, that God sees the intent of our heart, and I believe he honors that. If you want to be saved, God will come. The Bible says that he said he would come to every man, woman, boy, or girl one time. I'll tell you this much. His word's not untrue. He does only promise once. Oh, but he understands who I used to be. He understands how stubborn I was. And he came to me service after service for 3 whole years. He came to me and he showed me who I was. And he told me what I was going to do. If I didn't have him, then I would be condemned. And I was condemned already. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, when you realize that God is your only escape, oh, and he gives you the opportunity to come, you need to come. And don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Don't worry about if you don't know nobody here. Don't worry about if you know everybody here. Don't worry about anything other than getting to Christ and talking to him and loving him and getting his blood applied to your life. For the only thing that made those children scarlet, Brother James, was the secretion that came from the mother. The only thing that's going to save you is the blood of Christ. It's the one thing that's going to keep you saved. Nothing can take your salvation once you get it. Do you realize that this worm here, I told you earlier that it gave birth only once. That's a type and a fashion of salvation. Salvation comes once.
It only takes one time. You ain't got to go back and and get saved again or come here and, oh, well, I need to do this and do that before I can get you. That's not how it works. Christ died for all one time. And it only takes one time for him to enter your heart. Brother James, come get a song. As I said before, maybe you've never been spoken to. Maybe you want to be spoken to. Pray. Our little sister, she wants to be saved so bad.
161.
So bad. She's on the altar every single service. She doesn't quite understand yet. She doesn't fully understand, comprehend, or wrap her head around what salvation truly is. But someday, she'll pray that prayer for real. Just like you did. Just like I did. Just like you can today. Maybe you've prayed to God before and nothing happened. This could be your day. This could be your birthday. Not naturally speaking, maybe. But if you get birthed into the grace plan of God, you'll know it. It's often said there's a birthday that I can't remember and a birthday I won't ever forget. I don't remember being born. My parents tell me stories about them hitting me in the face with forceps and having a big black eye and a bloody lip and all these things. I don't remember that. Let me tell you something, though. I remember being beaten up, torn, and tattered on February 26, 2006.
Amen.
And I remember the fight that ensued in my heart. And I remember when I prayed through. I'll never forget that. You can't. It's burned into your being. It's part of you. It becomes who you are.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. If you're the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
107 songs, yes, sir.
We ought to tell more people. We ought to say so a whole lot more often.
Yes, sir.
Because you know and you realize as they begin to sing. Do you know and you realize? Nothing those children did made them scarlet other than being a child of the mother. But they carried that scarlet hue. They carried it everywhere they went. No matter where they went in life, they were noticeable. That's you and me, friend. We're noticeable. The world notices the difference in you and I. We ought to be proud of that. I'm thankful that this world realizes that I'm different. I don't want to be like the world. I want to be set apart from it. That's what the Bible says. If you're made, if you're washed in the blood, and you're made as scarlet as can be, the world will know. You'll know. There'll be no doubt in your mind whatsoever. What'll it be, friend? Do you know that you know that you know that you're saved? Or do you maybe think so? There's nothing wrong with that. But if you think so, I would come here to know so. I thought so for a very long time. But now I know so. I know I'm one of the scarlet. I know I'm one of the redeemed. Because God set it up in my heart. He set it up in my life. And He put it down in my soul. And it's been part of me ever since today. It's the same with you. You get salvation, it'll always be there. You get redeemed, He'll always be there. You accept Him in your heart, He'll always be found. He told him, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. What's that mean? If you search for him, he'll be found. How? He already has got your number. He knows where you are. He knows what you need. The moment you begin to search is when you will find. washed in the... You can be washed. You can go down in a baptism, come up the same exact way, lost. Or you can get the real deal, and you can know. All baptism is just an outward showing of an inward experience. Now, I loved when I got baptized. It blessed my heart. But what happens on the inside is what counts. Is he in your heart? Is he in your life? Is he in your soul? Pray that everybody